This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation this Monday in the aftermath of a day in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents that occurred in a 13-hour period. AP's Sagar Magani.
The president calls the shootings barbaric and evil.
And a crime against all of humanity.
He's calling for bipartisan cooperation to help end gun violence, but 3 hours after tweeting he wants strong background checks, the president did not mention them nor any gun control measures in an address here at the White House.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger. Not the gun.
The Coalition Against Gun Violence, as Andrew Patrick, was not impressed.
Typical teleprompter Trump.
Saying the president did what he's done after other shootings and backed off pledges to strengthen background checks. Democrats are demanding the Senate come back to Washington and pass a House-approved bill that would do just that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama spoke out Monday about the deadly mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. AP's Ed Donahue.
The 44th president said Americans must soundly reject language from any leader who feeds a climate of fear and hatred or normalizes racist sentiments. President Trump's name was not mentioned in the statement. Barack Obama has been cautious, like many other former presidents, to avoid criticizing his successor. In his statement, he said, people need to denounce the language of leaders who demonize those who don't look like us or suggest that other people, including immigrants, threaten our way of life or refer to others as subhuman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday. That's according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned that Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks. This is VOA News. A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned into a fast-moving, sometimes violent fight against the government, stretching from the center to districts near mainland China. The strike halted trains and kept planes from taking off while protesters erected street blockades, occupied tunnels, and attacked police stations. Protesters threw gasoline bombs and police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Authorities made dozens of arrests. The protesters are calling for the resignation of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam, who has refused to completely withdraw legislation that would allow extradition from the semi-autonomous city to mainland China. Lam says she will not step down, nor will she agree to an investigation of police brutality against protesters. She has called the challenge to Beijing's authority very dangerous. Environmental groups in Paris are warning against lead pollution in the Notre Dame cleanup project. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Activists and unions want measures to ensure that workers at the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral and nearby residents are protected from toxic pollution. Cleanup work at the Paris Cathedral was suspended last month over concerns about lead risks, while work's expected to resume soon under stricter protection rules. Experts worry, though, lead particles may be polluting the area's air and are asking for a regularly updated chart showing pollution levels. Hundreds of tons of toxic lead in Notre Dame's spire and roof melted during the April blaze. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain is joining the United States in a naval security mission to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has seized three foreign ships in the waterway through which more than a fifth of the world's oil supply travels. One of those vessels is British flagged. The Pentagon said it welcomes British participation in those patrols. China let its currency drop to an 11-year low Monday and stopped its purchases of U.S. farm products. This move followed threats from President Trump's to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting on September 1st. Stocks worldwide tumbled in reaction to the news. Wall Street U.S. stocks posted their largest one-day losses of 2019. At the close of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 3%, and China will take countermeasures if the U.S. deploys intermediate-range missiles in Asia's Chinese foreign ministry. That's according to official on Tuesday. Fu Kong, director general of the Foreign Ministry's Arms Control Department, made the comments in Beijing at a news conference. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.